you want to dive into the bizarre world of the paranormal? Do ghosts, UFOs, or the supernatural amaze you to the point of wanting to learn more? Then you need BVRN, the Black Vault Radio Network. With more than 750 hours of on-demand talk radio, syndicated from more than 35 shows, the Black Vault Radio Network is your one-stop shop for the world of the unexplained. Check us out and tune in 24 hours a day, www.blackvaultradio.com. Again, that's www.blackvaultradio.com.
We are the Panther City Ghost Group, and we've been in business for over 40 years, serving the metropolitan area and beyond. Hi, my name is Dan Shoemaker, and my father started this business in 1967, and I carry on that great tradition of great low prices. This week only, get a complete investigation plus a house blessing for only $299.99. And we'll help you quit smoking, drinking, or break any old bad habits with an exorcism for only $49.99.99. I'm a licensed deliverance minister and pastor of the New Hope United Church. Come out and see us sometime at Sunday service here, right here in exit 217 East Babylonian Avenue. And remember, we're ready to believe you for the right price.
The Panther City Ghost Group, for all your paranormal needs. Call us toll-free at 1-877-555-1375. That's 1-877-555-1375. Or visit us on the web at www.pandercityghost.com.
Deconstructing Fireflies, a post-apocalyptic short story by the Ghostman and Demon Hunter shows Nathan Schoonover and Christy Peterson. Bees are real, birds are not. Deer heads rot on rooftops under the blazing sun. Chickens explode, and one stricken little boy searches in unlikely places for the souls of the mechanical animals his father creates. This unsettling tale is now available in the speculative fiction anthology Beacons of Tomorrow, second collection. Buy your copy at TyrannosaurusPress.com, Amazon.com, Tower.com, and most online book retailers now. Beacons of Tomorrow, second collection. It's a vision of the future so grotesque, you won't be able to look away.
Listening to Ghostly Talk.
And don't forget, all music on Ghostly Talk is independent music, so it's been submitted by independent fans everywhere. And
scary or not.
Yes, whether it's befitting of October or not. No, good stuff.
Mystery Heist, that was a band.
These are people in, you know, in their basements, in their friends' houses, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Making and recording music. And,
yeah,
we're giving them a chance.
That's how they clean the dust off the rafters.
Well, that's what it's, yeah, sometimes that's what it's like.
What do we have around here, Doug?
As an abductee for his whole life, Paul Schroeder has stumbled through unknowingness to suspicion to resistance and offers rare insight and advice to detect and thwart alien soul and body tampering. Paul Schroeder is published widely and recognized as an eloquent note in the chorus of barbaric yawps concerning experts who've never even seen or
talk
confronted.
About ego, huh?
But this is good stuff. And never even seen or confronted one of these entities. The website is iwasabducted.com/Schroeder. /index.
Well, you can just look up Paul Schroeder, and I'm the first Paul
Schroeder. Well, okay, cool.
That's true. Paul Schroeder, S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R.
Google Paul Schroeder.
Google Paul Schroeder. And, of course,
there'll be a link on the site.
There'll be a link on ghostlytalk.com pointing to that. We would like to wholeheartedly welcome Paul Schroeder to Ghostly Talk. Welcome.
I stand welcomed. I sit welcomed, actually. Thank you.
It's good to have you on the show. Now,
I was telling you during the break that aliens, at least in my mind now, have resolved into the same interdimensional creatures as ghosts, and that they're unseen and they're pretty sinister, and that they're earthbound and they have dark motives. But it's true about soul tampering. That's something most UFO investigators don't talk about. These creatures are addicted to our spiritual essences, which we are only dimly aware of. And they tamper with these things. I think they can start new sparks of life with our energies, just the way they can create somatic bodies by playing with cow surgeries and culturing and taking organs. They play Frankenstein in spacesuits. So.
Well, and Paul, that's really interesting because I have to say, most of the literature, most of the people that we talk to, nobody's ever, you know, gotten that deep, because normally my impression is, you know, aliens are interested in Earth because, well, you know, we've split the atom, and because we're kind of interesting in that way, and because
we're not just mischievous children. We're probably their creations. I think DNA on Earth is probably nanotech, alien nanotech, programmed molecular progression. We are somebody else's very, very valuable property. I mean, when they're confronted with what gives you the right, they always answer, "We have the right.
We own you." That's what their answer would be, it sounds
pretty,
like.
Pretty much, yeah. The evil part is that UFOs have been noted to frequent cemeteries. They're on the scene after tragedies like 9/11, where they've been seen. And that, like demons, they garner souls. They actually play with soul recycling. They bypass heaven, and they put these collected energy imprints, which is what a ghost is, really, an energy field with a unique memory imprint. Mm-hmm. Into new bodies, and they create lives. They bypass angels and blueprints, and tamper with our spiritual rights. They're very addicted to our spirits, and they know a lot more about our souls than we even suspect. I was an atheist, confirmed, until I learned through personal experience what it was like to be vibrated out of my body. I remember a lot of abductees saying that they were in a car, and they viewed themselves from a distance. Well, it's the meat that's left behind. They actually know how to vibrate your astral body or your soul out, and that gave me a clue that I was missing something, that if there are demons, there probably are angels.
Well, I'm familiar with some of the technology. I mean, you know, they obviously they can fly through space, maybe through time. They've got these beams.
They can
walk through walls. They can pull your body through walls.
But when you ask them, where do you come from, they never say that. They always say cryptically, we come from within.
Oh, okay.
I guess it's right back into the very type of demonic type of possession, where we're viewed as mere containers for their purposes. So there's a silent invasion on, and that's why they don't land on the White House lawn. And it's pretty easy to manipulate people, their sexual desires. They're great marionettes.
How many people do you think are being... Well, we should probably get to your story first, but then...
Yeah.
Let me answer that question before you even finish it.
Okay.
But my analogy is a pasture in the world of just cows. And they love God, and they love God's green earth and the blue skies. But every so often, a subtle interference happens. A farmer comes and milks the cows.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most are dully unaware of this. But there are a few cows, like myself, who mind this meddling and may kick over the pail.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I see Earth as subject to multitudes of abductions, and that only some people recall these little vague snippets as dreams, but that these are masters of delusion. They could have you and your staff walking through a UFO wrapped in a short little psychic leash of a delusion, and you'd never be the wiser.
Well, what you're talking about... I'm sorry, go ahead, Paul.
They're incredibly telepathic, and their psychic powers are uncanny. To compare them to us is like comparing a spaniel to an earthworm. It's just astounding. They're not good. I think we're closer to God than they are.
Well, what you're talking about is awareness. I mean, you're aware, you know, and that's, I mean, we try to be aware. I know I try to be the best I can.
But how many people remember their dreams, let alone can piece together what is commonly called a screen memory?
I can't. I can tell you pieces, you know, like last night, because I worked so late. I can honestly say I was sitting at breakfast with Amber this morning, and I said, she's like, I dreamed about purple elephants flying up walls. And I'm like, well, I dreamed about Unix programming. That's all I dreamed about. I dreamed about computers.
If either one of you woke up with scoop marks or bloody noses and extreme fatigue and highly structured dreams about purple elephants, yes, they might be screen memories.
Yeah, they could. They could very well be. I've had some. I mean, go ahead, Paul. What was that?
The point. They're very elusive creatures, and they're very insidious and very hard to detect. I mean, my father reasonably taught me when I was a kid that monsters don't exist, and that whatever's in the room during the daytime is the same thing that's in the room at night. Well, he was wrong.
Well, as my parents.
It's easy for most people to miss these bedroom. Psychic interfering meddling creatures. It's very easy to dismiss them as bad dreams or not remember at all.
Well, I wonder now, because you know, it sounds traumatic, even if you can't remember it, you know, maybe your soul or subconscious can remember some of this stuff. And
well, I become aware in the midst of abductions for a few seconds, and then back into blackness, and then back into total awareness at some later point, so it's pretty easy to stitch the pearls on a string.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I wonder if that could explain, like, there's certain people who decide, oh, the hippies of the 60s and 50s and 60s, where they wanted to, you know, live in communes and stuff. Well, that seems like that, you know, if you're sleeping in a room with just one, yourself or one other person, you know, a spouse or something,
there were all mass abductions where groups of people are taken and no time missed is noticed. There's a bizarrely evolving bending of time and space beyond imagination so that no time is missed. So it's very possible to take many people involved. They're very clever creatures, and they can bypass our imagination.
Then it sounds like there could be two things. If you decide that you're of a, because obviously many people decided to do this, and since then they've abandoned this.
You mean look up into space and say, "Rescue me, space brothers"? That type of stuff.
Well, that's more like the modern version. But no, I mean, you know, the era of peace and love and harmony, and you know, the age of Aquarius, etc. And hippies decided to move out in away from the cities and into communes and live together and sleep in one room and you know, things like that. So you've got two things. It could either have been motivated by some subconscious awareness of this thing going on and a grab at safety from that kind of thing, or it could be, you know, aliens influencing them in this case and saying, you want to move into a commune. And then that way they could easily grab a whole bunch of people at once.
Yeah. Well, they're negative enough to say, you want to cheat on your wife. You want to sleep with the babysitter. You want to try a line of cocaine. You won't hear them suggesting peace and love and serenity or encompassing warmth of other people. But yes, they're quite capable if they wanted to delude. I mean, there's a seduction of the world in the fact that they are farmers. And it's not which came first, the UFO sightings or the poltergeist experiences. It's which is first, the chicken or the egg. It's the farmer who came first.
Oh, man. Well, and you're talking about these suggestions, you know.
Well,
and
it's talking about aliens.
Well, yeah.
Aliens and what they can do.
Yeah, what they can do. They can make these suggestions to you, which oddly sounds familiar, too.
Well, just like with God, okay, yeah, for example. Yeah. Okay. In my own experience with God and Jesus and all that, why would they care? Why would they care about me? I mean,
they're parasites of consciousness itself, and since you are a spark of the divine, that's why they would care about you, because any porch light attracts moths, which attracts bats. Unbeknownst to most people, they have a soul. They're like goldfish who never guess there's a greater world above the pond surface.
Right.
But these creatures have a tremendous understanding of our spiritual recycling. And they've given me faith with each untoward realization and deduction. And it's unveiled a greater faith in God caring about us, yes, individually.
Mm-hmm.
How, that appeal, but, appealing to angelic energy, perhaps, as a way to interrupt these visitations.
My day-to-day routine, though, I mean, you know, yes, I love my creator, right? But I love my deity. However, I don't think that many deities are interested in my day-to-day routine. Like, you know,
I
drop a glass? You know, oh, well, you know, obviously I'm being punished. No, I just dropped a glass, you know.
But that glass dropping and your noticing of it as being unimportant is written in your blueprint. There are very few accidents. And your stream of consciousness is tied to telepathic world of your spirit, helpers, your spirit guides, your angels. But these creatures are like demons in the sense that they will induce nightmares and frightening stuff to lower your vibrational realities, and that makes it much easier to climb on board and entangle their energies with yours. So we walk a tightrope. It's not a matter that God doesn't notice every sparrow that falls or every glass that drops, but it's that faith has to come in as a strong support when the devil's biting your ass.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, yeah, and that's what I was saying before, though, too, is, I mean, it sounds obviously eerily familiar to, you know, hey, take that line of coke. Hey, cheat on your wife. You know, I've heard
that's
these
the
before.
Type of, yeah.
I've heard.
That's the negativity. And that's a signature symptom, is the tremendous negativity, Freddy Krueger-like dreams. Not unlike demonic nightmares, but demons can be taken away with certain metaphysics and certain types of prayer and magic. Aliens walk through all defenses.
And is there, well, yeah, prayer, you know, prayer and things like that, but I was going to ask, like, you know, we all, I think, as human beings, we all have, you know, things pop into our heads. It happens to me all the time. Hey, punch that guy. Hey, that really nice guy you're talking to right now, punch him in the face. I've had this happen to me before.
But if you know that you're under either evil alien interference or that you have spirit attachment, say, by demonic influences, you have to question every thought you have and vector off the negative ones. You actually have to be aware of your awareness, and it's a 24-hour battle. They are truly parasites of consciousness, and they will construct, for weak minds, that's what they do, and most of us are weak, scenarios that cause a lot of angst and aggravation and tribulation, because they feast ethereally off of aggravation and You know, it's amazing how similar alien abduction is to being attacked by demonic entities, in the sense that they will feast ethereally and enjoy your suffering.
So the power that we have, what we can do is we can say all these negative things, right, and schluff them off and say, you know what,
I have
that little weakness, that little weak moment, that little weak thought, but you know what, the flowers are still blooming. You know,
yes,
the sun
now,
is still
shining. The internet was supposed to be 666, and all they accomplished was porn. I'm not going to judge them either. You know?
I wonder what happens if you go 666.com, if it's a porn site. I don't know. But anyway.
But you can invite evil by going into a haunted house with a Ouija board and unsuspectedly bring home something that you wouldn't be prepared to deal with. And it's the same thing with going on a UFO skywatch. The creatures who trouble us are very similar in their motives. They're sneaky, they're nefarious, and they're very quiet about what they do. And they're unseen. So this unseen world of demons and aliens, to me, is as real as the nose on my face, but it's hard to see.
Okay.
And I lump them all on the same. I don't have to see the UFO. I mean, I can be doing a spiritual cleansing to get something that's touching me and burning the hell out of me, which is a signature symptom of a negative one, or feel a gut-busting or slow-creeping wave of anxiety, which is another intuitive approach signal that people can learn. And see a reptilian energy. I mean, not all unseen energies are human. You know,
right.
There's a lot of predatory bottom feeders out there on this planet. They haven't evolved. They haven't gone to the light. And not all of them are good-natured little lost souls. You know, but I wanted to thank you for humoring me and putting me on. You guys sounded like you were having so much fun before I got on the air.
No.
You're great.
Well, no, actually, I think that, you know, yeah, we're having fun, but we're interested. This is very interesting. So, yeah, you know, you buckle down and you get focused, you know.
Right.
And that's what we're doing right now, so don't take that the wrong way.
Yeah, no, we do. We have to have fun on the show.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we do the show so that we can learn things, we can expand our minds and our experiences
and
what we know.
I think you're wonderful to bring such levity and such a good sense of humor, because one can easily become obsessed and moribund and ingrown like a toenail and get painful. But to hear a paranormal station where you guys love each other and have so much fun, it's refreshing. It's wonderful.
Well, we do try, and we find that this nurtures our growth spiritually and paranormally.
Yeah, it does.
Individually,
it
helps nurture our growth because we have a balance. I like to strike a balance. And speaking of which, there's something that, okay, so the aliens that have, you know, that you've noticed, because you've been plagued by this your whole life, right?
I've noticed them since I was a kid, but I think I was purposely made aware. I'm not that clever. I think it was part of my blueprint to become aware that I had lost awe. I was walking around dead in my shoes, like most people, locked in routine, and then I realized, oh, my God. There must be other people like me who've had these indigestible experiences, which really contradict everything we've ever been taught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, these are a third player, though, because we have in religion, right? We have God, and then we have the devil. We have, you know, the opposite, the, you know, Satan, Lucifer, countdown. You know, okay. So we've got we have Legion, and we have, you know, our archangels. And we've got all
these hierarchies are very much like city government.
Yes,
and
they're all
attached to lights. Their job is to extinguish light. So they may be put out to purposely tempt Elliot Spitzer, who's just by virtue of the fact he's a governor or a priest, to feel lascivious towards a young child, simply because he's a priest. They're assigned as legions and as levels of hierarchy simply to go out and do specific evil. Yeah, they're real. I mean, they're absolutely real. Thank God we're not real luminaries, and unlike these people, we don't have to come under direct psychic attack and wonder about our lusts or our selfishness or our greed or our murderous hatreds. Or weak minds are easily influenced, and people of light are attacked.
Can I ask you this one thing, Paul? And I've this is something I've always. You said weak minds are easily attacked. Right.
Yeah, just the way a wolf would move in on the weakest in the flock.
What makes the mind weak?
Not questioning negative thoughts. Thinking that perverse or compulsive or disturbing thoughts are your own. We're never taught that there's a spirit world all around us all the time, that phantoms fill the air everywhere. We're never taught that.
Well, yeah, we've talked about that a lot in the past, like I mentioned. I mean, that's one of the things I think we got into was...
But we're not taught that as kids.
Right.
We're taught that if we wake up with a nightmare to turn the pillow over.
Yeah.
Kids, like, crawl into their parents' bed because they know they're protected by their energies. Mm-hmm. Parents don't have a clue and therefore can't teach their kids about nighttime bedroom visitors.
Okay,
Who pick on children? Who pick on children?
Yeah.
Kids have a lot of nightmares because they're easy targets.
Mm-hmm. So the mind...
I'm sorry. Go on.
No, go ahead, Paul. It's all right. Go ahead.
No, the mind is part of the quantum physics of the universe. We like to think it's private because it's locked up between our ears. But I assure you that most of the world doesn't have a pharynx and bark like monkeys like we do. They're telepathic.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're mean-spirited and you're lustful, you will attract those types of experiences and spirits into your life. If you're loving and forgiving and would never think of a vendetta, you will attract those experiences. Like attracts like, so... I must have been a real son of a bitch to invite these creatures into my life. But
well,
trouble is, science and medicine doesn't distinguish between psychiatric and spiritual problems. So it's easy to dismiss someone who says, "Mommy, there's a monster in my room," as needing a sedative rather than spiritual guidance.
Well, yeah.
It's important to teach kids how to defend themselves.
But we find that a lot more. We're finding that a lot more nowadays, obviously, that, you know, parents are just going towards the drugs when it comes to when children have questions.
Does that make you weaker spiritually, or do you still have the potential to grow when
you're high?
When you're out,
It's true that drugs in our society are used recreationally, but they were used throughout millennia by shaman to enter the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you that these things are attracted to you when you alter your consciousness that way. And that since there's so many unseen evil ones around, it's like opening up your living room door to the street and inviting anybody to come in. It's not something you really want to do.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before. I mean, we're, you know, we've always said that, you know, there's always that old tale where, yeah, he's a really nice guy until he starts to drinking, right?
Well, that's because unseen spirits have prompted him to have that extra four or five drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why the personality change is so remarkable, how a loving person can become so abusive. There's actually spirit attachment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, if you look at Dr. William Baldwin's research with spirit releasement therapy, when he had people in deep trance, and that, by the way, I think is a better way to go ghost hunting than having EMF tools or even bringing a psychic. Mm-hmm. And the machines of the psychic can sense vibrations, but a true trance medium can actually converse with the entity, and you can actually give it therapy. Anyway, Dr. William Baldwin did spirit releasement therapy, and he found that many of the attached entities to people's psyche and energies were aliens.
Really?
Not ghosts, not dead ones, not demons. And I began to realize that some of my experiences in having psychic and telepathic attacks by these creatures right after sightings, and the poltergeist experiences right after sightings, had a lot to do with their MO, with their modus operandi. They work the way demons do. They're interested, they're telepathic, and they're more interested in polluting and destroying your soul.
We have a lot of work to do, but we have a break today.
Yeah, we got to get a break.
Thank God.
Because I want to learn.
God.
No!
I know. Well, this is pretty heavy stuff.
This is really heavy stuff.
The thing is, I want
to. Look, I'm sorry. We can go back to giggling during the break.
No,
giggle during the break.
No, we're going to take a break here. We're going to take a break because when we get back, I want you know, we've talked a lot about this, the ideas of this thing.
Right.
What you can do, what this whole thing is about. You know, we never really got into, you know, well, I think we made...
Just briefly,
like, you know, what you've went through. I mean, your story, Paul. I mean, would you care...
Oh, God in heaven.
Would you
think if you go to... Yeah, well, again, I saw entities from the time I was 5 years old. And,
Let's do that after the break.
Let's do that.
I want to digest some of this, and then after the break, I want to come back, and I want to...
You'll need some bicarb.
I want to learn about your story, and hints and tips and anything.
Yeah, anything to help.
Because evidently, we've got people out there who listen to the show, who are running around going to, you know, graveyards and stuff like that, and they might be, unbeknowing to them, a beacon of light for these things.
They're going to carry stuff home with them,
So,
not a good idea.
So I want to know.
Go out, what in the pasture with your sneakers when there's manure out there.
So we're going to go and do that. We're going to do that right after the break. This is Ghostly Talking. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right, back.
Ghostly Talk!
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive-time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets of the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Welcome to Paranormal News on Ghostly Talk Radio. Paranormal News is produced by Genesis Creations Entertainment. I'm your host, Bonnie Vance. San Diego Paranormal is an affiliate for Sideshow Collectibles and Collectibles Today. From the Munsters to Scary Movie and even Pirates of the Caribbean, we've got you covered. How about a statue of Elvira for your desk? Please go to www.sdparanormal.com and look for Sideshow Collectibles and Haunted Collectibles on the left-hand navigation bar. Is the Hotel Brunswick haunted? Jason Pfaff, the co-owner of the Hotel Brunswick on Route 66 in Kingsman, Arizona, shows a camera crew some of the places where he sensed the presence of the supernatural in his historic building. Here's a clip.
I always tell everybody this is like the depths of hell. I mean, it's that bad. It's probably the freakiest place I've had in the hotel. It really is. And I didn't think about it the first couple times I went down there. But there was one night where I had to do some work and there was a water leak on one of the, for the air conditioner, the condenser unit. And I was standing right here and I swear I saw like, it wasn't a person, but I could see an outline of something. And it walked right upstairs, and I wasn't thinking anything of it until it, like, hit me. And then it walked right through me, and there was another person right behind it. Well, when the first one came through, it was like every single hair in my body stood up on end. And I mean, like, chest hair and leg hair, and I was like, I just felt overwhelmed by something. Not that well, but whatever. I saw another one. Step up the stairs, and I'm like, I was freaked out. I slammed the door, I turned the lights off, and like, I'm like, I'm not going down there tonight. This whole room has some strange shadows. Let me tell you what. When you're sitting, I've sat in here in the bar doing my paperwork at midnight before. Facing the street at one of those tables, and it'd be like, keep looking over here in that doorway, and I swear I see something out in front of my eye, and I turn to look at it, all I see is a shadow falling away. And that was especially when I first got the place. I don't know if I was just freaked out being here anyway, but it felt, just something was going on. There was something strange going on. I felt very weird.
The destination, San Carlos Hotel, Coolidge, Arizona. The mission? Make contact with suspected paranormal residents. The investigators? Spectral Vision, a team of six paranormal investigators. When the hotel was still receiving regular guests, several unfortunate incidents occurred, resulting in deaths. Two women who were staying in rooms on opposite sides of the building jumped from their windows, taking their own lives. The events occurred on different occasions. One was a result of a cheating husband, and the other had no apparent reason still to this very day. Through their investigation, the group did see or hear some things. After careful review of one particular recording during the EVP session, a woman's voice was picked up. Although faint, it was determined by the investigators that it was indeed paranormal activity. Liverpool-born psychic and medium Billy Roberts has been assigned for a 12-month contract to appear as a regular guest on Most Haunted, his first assignment, the mental hospital in Denby. According to Roberts, he did sense a number of presences there at the hospital, and not necessarily evil ones. Hospitals do generate a lot of emotions which can impregnate the atmosphere, says Roberts. He is not the first Liverpoolian medium to regularly appear on the show. Derek Okoro worked on the show for 5 series until his departure in 2005 under some very controversial circumstances. For more information on these stories, please go to www.sdparanormal.com and the Paranormal News feed page. Don't forget, sign up for a free subscription to Paranormal News. Thanks for joining us today on Paranormal News. If you'd like to sponsor or advertise on Paranormal News, please send us an email at parax.news@aol.com. You can listen to Paranormal News on Ghostly Talk Radio at www.ghostlytalk.com. Please check out their other fine shows. Or you can join us at paranormalnews.mypodcast.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Bonnie Venn.
Television screen is the retina of the mind's eye. Therefore, television is reality, and reality is less than television.
Talking to Paul Schroeder.
Gentlemen.
Hello there. Yes.
Really? Right, I use the term loosely.
Yes.
You should.
You should. Thank you.
The website is iwasabducted.com/Schroeder/index.htm, or it's linked up at ghostlytalk.com.
Yeah, go to Google.
Paul Schroeder, and he'll be the first.
S-C-H-S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes,
and email me if you have a problem or the station, and we'll confuse you even more.
What is your email address, Paul?
I'm at Polyphemus, which is like the one-eyed beast, Polyphemus.
That's
999, which is 666 upside down, evil reversed, at AOL.com.
Fantastic.
Polyphemus. Okay, good enough. Yeah. So you wanted to know how to protect yourself.
Well, I mean, that, you know, well, yeah, how to protect yourself, but we were wondering, you know, we didn't really get into your story, though. I mean,
so we want both.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
But,
I was a dopey kid. What did I know? If anybody had mentioned this to me 25 years ago, I would have written them off and moved down the park bench a little bit further, you know. This is the kind of stuff you really just can't talk to anybody about unless you've also been troubled by nighttime harassing entities that show up in your bedroom.
Okay.
I think, again, one technique, since these creatures tend to predominate at night and their guerrilla tactics occur at your bedroom when you're in REM, so there's rapid eye movements, is to protect yourself at that stage, to get into lucid dreaming,
and
to interact with entities in your dreams, and that'll help you to unfurl a little bit who they're shape-shifting as. They don't really shape-shift. It's just the fact that they can affect your mind into believing that you're not seeing them. So lucid dreaming, if you could go on the Internet and Google lucid, L-U-C-I-D, it's sort of a self-hypnotic process where all day long you ask yourself every few seconds, am I awake? Am I asleep? And that filters down into your unconscious so that it happens when you're actually dreaming. And you have the ability to, like a cat, react even though you're wrapped in delusions. Another is to actually go for hypnosis. Or, you know, you can simply, as I do regularly, I will not participate in these experiences. I refuse to participate over and over. So at night when they grab you for a mind scan, it's going to come out and bang, you get this reflex reaction amount. And you know it's hit. Very interesting. There are hypnotists who have taken abductees and put them into a light trance wrapped in amnesia. This is so that they can't indeed recall what they've been programmed with and reveal it in the mind scan. That when they were with a target trigger, so that when they were within 20 inches of their entities on board, they would awaken and point at them and point in an indictingly way, say, why are you doing this to me? Why are you bothering perfectly innocent people? And one psychoanalyst who did this found that he was told almost immediately by all of his patients who didn't know each other, were separate abductees, were coming for you and your son. Ooh. That they had become awake in that moment and were in the face of a small, dark, very tiny, livid creature, enraged. For the first time in their 30 years of abductions, one said, it was furious and said, tell doctor we're going to come for him and his son.
Oh, that's scary.
Not. So very scary shit and very personal.
Yeah.
Very personal. Very personal. They don't want anything known about them. I think that's like the devil's greatest trick was to convince people that he didn't exist.
Heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Heard that before.
The greatest, usual suspects. Yeah. Another way is really through prayer, that we're not people having spiritual experiences or ghostly experiences or alien abductions, or we're really spirits having human experiences. And if you can oil the connection, actually speak to your spirit helpers, speak to your angels, and pay attention to the feeling of comfort you have, and to oil that connection, to raise your vibrational level simply beyond them. That's difficult for an atheist like me.
Well, it's difficult for anybody. I've been trying for years, Paul. It's very difficult. I mean, and I've been told the same thing over and over again. You need to quiet the mind, Scott. You need to calm down. You need to stop thinking in 400 different directions at one time. You need to focus your mind. And it's very, very, very difficult to do that.
They will confuse you. Confusion is the one thing that you wish on your enemy that's worse than anything else.
Well,
there are certain passive techniques you can use. For instance, ghosts, demons, aliens manifest where it's dark, where it's quiet, where there's no movement of air. That's where you're going to pick up a demon or a ghost or an alien. They all manifest within that EMF. So sleep with the light on and put a classical radio on very low in your room. Have a ceiling fan move. Just those three passive techniques that will make it more difficult for manifestations.
I have a fan that blows in my face at nighttime. Is that going to work?
you will sense the wolves right beyond the other side of the fire. Yes, I've tried that.
Oh, okay.
It does work. You can sense the growling on the other side of the fence when you do that. It's very effective. I don't know if it's the electromagnetic energy in the fan itself or whether the whirling fans moving the air around prevents them from moving through, but it can be very effective.
Mm.
I've used ceiling and floor fans, magnets. If you can get a magnetized sheet, God help you, as you would put it in your soles and heels and your feet. Anything that's passive, you don't want to tackle them directly because they're extremely vicious. Like a demon, you don't want to confront it head on. You want to sort of sidestep it and use passive. He was talking about devils facetiously. You run into a 9-foot reptilian with wings that loathes you, and you can feel the hatred palpable in the air. You're lucky you can escape from that presence. There are devils.
Well, I'm still like getting over this, Paul. Why is there this hatred? I don't understand why there is all the
hatred.
Because
we're closer to God, because we have that spark of the divine in us that we're dimly unaware of, but they're very aware of. And if you have the potential to go on the air and help people, if you have the potential to search for the light, they will extinguish it. They'll do whatever they can to you personally. Little children will bicycle into your tar wheels, you know, while you're going down the street. They'll do whatever they can.
Well,
they're very powerful creatures.
It seems to me that they're such evolved creatures, too, like we hear. They're so spiritually and psychically evolved. Well,
not
psychically evolved,
enough.
Okay. They're such evolved creatures that, you know, here's an example. I mean, you know, when you know, if Doug's doing something that I think is really cool, like, oh, that's a pretty neat skill you have right there, which we both know about this, right? Hey, Doug, that's a pretty nice skill you have there, Doug. Could you possibly maybe show me how you do that? You know, what's your trick? How do you do that?
But if you compliment the psychic vampire on its telepathy, it's still going to drink your blood.
Oh, okay.
That's its nature. I mean, God created mosquitoes. They move in on your CO2 just the way these things move in on you.
It just seems like they would come down and say, hey, look, man, you guys got a pretty cool gig here, and we'd like to get a piece of the action. You know, could you show us a trick, you know?
Look at it this way. We don't negotiate with chickens.
Good point.
That's true.
You're right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there is a communication level there. I mean, I can't talk to my guinea pig. As much as
and
might,
we don't.
We can't. You
know? We don't make bargains with our Cocker Spaniels. We don't.
No, you don't. You're right.
And asking aliens to land on the White House lawn or asking UFOs to show themselves is almost like getting a note from your dog saying, please meet me in the backyard. I mean, they've always been here, and they're pretty much in charge. And the few people who do honest investigations are laughed at. The ridicule factor is a very powerful weapon. And people are not ready for the idea that, for instance, a loving God gives us many lifetimes to refine our souls, and that we choose the lessons, but that there are joy-riding gray aliens, there are joy-riding demons, and they can stick to our energies and give a new meaning to the concept of what a silent invasion really is. I'm sorry, go on.
Is it happening more and more often, or is it pretty much...
I think so. There are more people being institutionalized with mental illness and being medicated who are truly attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Hear voices. I mean, if you hear voices that are not yours, and you have dark thoughts that are not yours, you have probably a spirit attachment.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that mixed with sightings of UFOs, then the nature of that spirit is much different than you thought of. It's that simple. I mean, God sends some people into dark corners simply to illuminate them for others. I think that's our goal, that if we have to suffer for a while, the idea is to help other people, and in doing so, perhaps we can help ourselves.
Well, okay, you have a spirit attachment then. All right.
How
can you rid yourself of this? I mean,
what if it's reptilian? What if most of the population walked around with a spirit attachment of a young juvenile reptilian upside down along its spinal cord? And that it was there your whole life to orchestrate horror for you and sadness and milk you. Mm-hmm. Even prayer can make you lunch. I think that we have very few defenses in the body, but since indeed we shed the body like we would clothing, and we move on to where we came back from, that other dimension, which is right here, heaven, we can appeal to heaven for help. And I do believe that prayer, praying for cockroaches, it has to be effective, and it has to be repeated. It can't just be prayer. Standard prayers just don't work.
Okay, as far you said standard prayer as a
right appeals to Jesus, for instance,
just like the Lord's Prayer, for example,
that may calm you enough to create a vibrational reality like classical music playing in a room to make it more difficult to manifest. But there are people in the midst of abductions who become lucid, who screamed God save me and found themselves back in bed instantly. We are tied not just by that invisible silken thread, which if broken we die. We are connected very much to the spirit world because we are interdimensional ourselves. We're spirits in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we exercise that and get the rust off that link, we have a real heads up to sensing intuitively the approach of these creatures. And if we can fight them early on, it'll be easier not to suffer with them. They'll go elsewhere, like any mugger who sees you walking tough and making eye contact will go for the person looking down at the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Like any burglar will see a dog bowl monstrous that says Bruno, even though there's no dog home, and think, I'll hit the next house.
But that's all. So for the time being, while nobody knows, you know, nobody knows, like, you know, what you can do to get rid of them if they can even be gotten rid of. Like mosquitoes,
well,
I don't think you can get rid of them forever. I mean, you can spray and then have them not come around for a little while, but then eventually they'll come in.
I agree. But at least it gives you some control.
Right, it gives
instead
you some
of
control.
Instead of being a victim, you view yourself as being a hero. You're in the same circumstances, but there's a different perspective.
Right. But it's not very, I mean, you know, you can put up these walls, and I think that a lot of security is putting up enough walls to where whoever wants whatever it is that you have goes to the next house or the next city or whatever, you know.
But you're right. Some of these entities just love to jump walls.
Well, that's true.
And you may entice them to come in simply by virtue of your defenses.
Or you might be a challenge, and people might, or the entity might love a challenge. I'll get this one. Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be better to attack a priest than just a grocer? Absolutely.
Right.
Mm. Absolutely. No, they attack the light. I mean, there's certain uniform rules. But demons can be gotten rid of using God's rules. They have to obey God's rules. These creatures are godless, pretty much. And they are a curse on the earth. There's no question. There's no question.
Wow. And they've existed forever.
They've been here forever, and I think that if you look at DNA manipulation, every 5,000 years, every 10,000 through mitochondrial research, it's obvious that we are someone else's very, very valuable property. But we are not just the property. We are spirits in the body, and as those spirits, we have rights.
Well, wait a minute. If we're there, okay, we're somebody else's very valuable property.
Yes.
Now, I'm not going to ask who. that's an insane question.
Well, look at it this way. Earth is ostensibly a preserve created by a whole consortium of aliens who contributed their DNA. That is, abductees on board craft have seen alien insects. There are mantids here on Earth that look exactly like those sentient technological creatures. They've seen amphibians here. They've seen amphibian aliens. It looks like even butterfly aliens have been seen. So there's a whole kaleidoscope of contributed DNA to create this preserve. A good animal keeper doesn't let the animals on the preserve know it's a preserve.
Ah, okay. That's actually an interesting way to think about it. This is mind-bending. That's all I got to say. This is really mind-bending.
It's a little sad to know that one's not the top of the food chain. I mean, that's what's disgruntling.
Well, yeah.
But I'm being facetious of that. But the other is that there is a true and present danger, and that is that if you shine light, darkness can't exist. So I think that's what we're trying to do here.
Well, Mike, the thing I was thinking of was that if we're somebody else's property and we have a soul, and this is what they despise about us.
Well, they steal souls, you see. They know you and find you in childhood like the Dalai Lama, one lifetime after another, because they've recycled you.
Mm-hmm.
They actually garner souls like demons, and UFOs are seen over cemeteries. They will pick up errant or lost souls. They will even vibrate souls out of their body and insert alien energy. I mean, they see us as containers. They have no respect for us whatsoever.
Alien energy.
Yes.
Bill Gates.
Alien
I'm just kidding. Not Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. It's
No.
Bill,
look.
It's
the Noah. I call it the Noah concept because they feel they have the right to remove us from the planet, that we've destroyed the planet, and they're going to repopulate us with hybrids. Everybody who's been taken has been shown these little black boxes on board of hybrids, and when asked what are those things, it's to replace us. So if you look at us from that proprietary type of perspective, it's kind of sad that they see this whole planet as an Auschwitz, you know. So that it's very disquieting if you look at the true evidence of what they believe we are and who we believe we are.
There's a huge difference.
I'm sorry. Go on.
I've heard something similar to this in the past. As far as the planet's concerned, you just mentioned that, you know, as a group of people, and we've been hearing this a lot. I mean, it's an obvious thing, is that we're destroying this planet through whatever line of business it is that we're doing in the quest for profits or whatever it may be. We're destroying this planet. Couldn't it be that, I mean, and I've heard this before, that we may be somebody's experiment, right?
Exactly.
As in a creation to go, okay, we're going to start this thing from the ground up and see how these folks do, right?
Well, that's pretty much what God did according to the Bible. He made several versions of us until he was happy. Adam, according to the Koran, was not the first creation as it is in our Bible. That in the Koran, God had created many animalistic creatures, but Adam was the best.
Mm-hmm. But
so, yes, there may be an evolution of creations, but we still have our rights. I'm up on my hind hooves screaming for equanimity here.
Well, that's as far as the creation's concerned. My question or my thought processes was on the actual playing out of the whole thing. I'm going to give you this beautiful ball to live on, to float around on. Take care of it. Do the best you can with it. And let's be frank, I mean, from what we were seeing, how do I really know what's going on the planet, first of all? But from
we're paving paradise and we're putting up parking lots.
Yeah, what's my thing is, I mean, I'm seeing one retail store after another popping up, and I'm seeing more trees go away. I mean, I'm seeing all these horrible things. And to me, that's screwing things up really bad. So based on that, like you said before, it sucks to know we're at the top of the food chain, but it doesn't seem like we're doing a very good job of behaving like we should be at the part of the, at the top of the food chain. So
that's true. But the other image is, why trouble abductees with these images? Why bother them, since they're not governments and they're not politicians and they're not officials in environmental sciences? And I think one of the answers is to upset us enough to lower our vibrational levels, to disturb us.
Okay.
I think it's just like nightmares. They're engineered. I mean, if you look at the idea of a dream, if a fire engine goes down your street, your brain will weave it into the dream and delude you that you're still dreaming and make that fire engine part. If the alarm clock goes off, it'll be a symbol in that dream.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
But nightmares violate that lying to you. It wakes you up. So if you have a nightmare, it's not your own psyche. There's something else going on. And I think part of that is the same reason that they're showing us that we're destroying the planet, is to disturb us deeply and make it easier for them to overstep our natural defenses.
So it's just more or less a tenderizes to the point where...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know,
exactly.
I know. Fabulous way to upset everybody all at once.
Uh-oh.
And that would be to plunge the stock market by 33%. Oh, wait, that was just done.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, believe it or not, it's been forecast. I mean, our leaders lied to us, too. I mean, greed has been the rule of the planet, greed and fear. We need to evolve, I think. I don't know if capitalism works, but it does for some people. I saw a great license plate bumper sticker that seemed to level the plane that said, "Eat the rich."
And that's been said for years.
That's a good one.
Yeah. No, and I've seen that before, too. And, no, I mean, yeah.
Can I thank you, gentlemen, beforehand for having me on the air?
Oh, yeah, sure.
This is an
thank you.
Pleasure. I mean, I know we only have a couple of
minutes
left.
Yeah, we only got a couple minutes, unfortunately.
This has been an absolute pleasure because I've got to really, really think about a lot of different things.
Yeah, it really has me thinking about things.
Everything from day-to-day life to dreams and nightmares to what
I
do.
Look, it all ties in. It all ties in that we're really spirits and that if we keep that idea that we are infinite beings and that we have tremendous power, it's just like they tell you, if you could only focus.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a lighthouse.
That's what I was saying earlier. I can't do that, Paul.
that's wrong programming. You can't do that at this moment, but you're learning how to.
Yeah, I'm trying. I really am trying.
I have the same problem with surrounding myself in light. I've heard a lot of people who've had psychic abilities and have experience who can wrap themselves in the Christ light or white energy, and that's an electric fence. I have yet to been able to do that. It's very difficult.
Well, best of luck to you on that, Paul, I have to say. And hopefully we can, I can get myself focused and Doug can do his thing and Bonnie can do her thing also to help ourselves. And hopefully everybody else out there listening, thinking about this, because this has been a very, very interesting interview, I have to say.
I thank you.
Yeah, it's like, think about these things, people. I know,
You can
I had this focusing thing for years, and it's maybe it's not really need to look at so
you
I can help myself.
And you can never protect yourself too much. I mean,
exactly.
Keep putting up those walls. Pray, do everything it takes. Sleep with a fan on. I'd be happy.
There are other techniques too. For instance, drinking too much pennyroyal extract can cause out of body experiences. So if you have just a little bit of pennyroyal in a glass of water, you can sort of recalibrate your aura and make it very difficult for them to abduct you astrally at night.
What a fabulous bedtime tradition to get into. Yes.
And the monsters will eat your ass, John.
Paul, hang on the line for 1 second, okay?
God bless you.
Don't leave us yet. Just stay on the line. Don't leave us just yet.
Stay on the line.
Okay.
Paul Schroeder. Google it. Go to google.com and Google Paul Schroeder, S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R. Of course, there'll be a link up at ghostlytalk.com.
Yep.
Fascinating, fascinating information. And definitely, you know, think about it. Maybe it's time to expand yourself a little spiritually.
Yeah,
it's the holiday time, you know. It's that or go and eat.
Don't forget, Christmas really means Christ's Mass.
Yes, it does.
Yes, definitely. Hang on for one thing, Paul. We're going to go to break here. We have to get, because Jeff Belanger's coming up.
Jeff Belanger.
Book giveaway coming up after the break, too, by the way.
Excellent.
Thank you.
And thank you so much. After the break, and this is more independent music brought to you from ghostlytalk.com.
Miss a live broadcast? Feel free to download it direct from the on-demand archives at ghostlytalk.com.